Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, we're going to be looking at a very special theme. There's a theme to the show today. It's going to be based on Valentine's Day, but also it's going to be based on the Grammy Awards. We're going to take a look at some of the jazz recipients of the Lifetime Achievement Awards that were issued over the years. And don't forget that the 47th or is it 46th annual Grammy Awards will be held tonight at 8 p.m. And by all accounts, it looks like Chick Corea will be appearing, as well as Kurt Elig. And Michael Bublé from Canada is supposed to make an appearance as well, so it looks pretty exciting. So sit tight, there's lots of music coming up on this edition of In Transition. We're going to start off today with one of the recipients of the Lifetime Achievement Awards issued out by the Grammys in 1989. Her name is Lena Horne. Lena, whose singing and recording career spans decades and has included appearances in nightclubs, concert halls, theaters, and movies, and who defines poise, dignity, and artistry with her singing and stage presence. We're going to listen to a composition entitled My Mood Is You.
The strangest feeling is all around me, a feeling I can't begin to explain, a kind of ecstasy, a kind of misery, a kind of symphony of sweetness and pain. My mirror tells me that I'm a stranger, someone I really don't know anymore. But I love the mood I'm in, and if I lose, I win. For I have never had a lover. Now I'm high, and now I'm low, and now I'm blue, and now I glow. The days are too long, the nights too sweet. It all depends on when we meet. Take my hand and I go mad, then turn away and I go sad. I'm in love, what can I do?
The great Lena Horne and My Mood Is You. Lena Horne inducted into the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award Hall of Fame. And that was in 1989 that she was awarded that. And we heard My Mood Is You from her album We'll Be Together Again. The next set, we'll listen to some music to three more inductees. In 1987, Woody Herman, who's a major big band leader for over half a century, whose numerous herds glorified the jazz sounds of their particular eras, and who, in addition to his own singing and playing, introduced to the world an astounding number of future stars. Now, he was inducted in 1987. We're going to listen to him, and we're also going to listen to Ella Fitzgerald. I mean, what can you say about Ella? Whose superb musicianship, unfailing enthusiasm, and consistent musical integrity remained a constant source of inspiration and admiration for more than half a century for her fellow creators in the field of recording. Now, she was awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award in 1967. Now, the next set, we're going to conclude with the great Dizzy Gillespie, a trumpet player who made major contributions to the development of bebop and became a founding father of the style. His own playing changed for good the capabilities and boundaries of his chosen instrument. Now, Dizzy was awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award in 1989. Now, I'll give you a rundown of what we're going to hear now. Here's Woody Herman with Bebop and Roses, and then we'll listen to Ella with Makin' Whoopee, and we'll conclude with Dizzy Gillespie with This Is the Way, keeping in mind that our theme today is Valentine's Day.
another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Was this I hear? Well, you can't confess. She feels neglected and he suspected of making whoopee. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone her, he doesn't write. He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee. He doesn't make much money, only 5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you pay six to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, budge right into jail. You'd better keep her. I think it's cheaper than making whoopee. You'd better keep her. I know it's cheaper than making whoopee. Thank you.
Music from Dizzy Gillespie and his orchestra. Even though we didn't hear Dizzy on that last number, we did hear Leo Wright on alto sax, and that was a beautiful piece entitled This Is the Way from 1961. And before that, we heard Ella Fitzgerald with Makin' Whoopee, and we started off with Woody Herman and Bebop and Roses. You're listening to CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McElligott. The show is called In Transition. We're broadcasting live on the internet as well at www.chuo.fm. Yesterday marked a very important anniversary in the field of popular music, because on that day, 40 years ago, in New York City at JFK International Airport, four young lads from Liverpool landed, touched American soil, and changed the course of popular music forever. The Beatles spent 2 weeks in the United States, and they appeared three times on the Ed Sullivan Show over the two-week period. And I can tell you, I remember every single episode as if it was yesterday. We're going to celebrate the Beatles in this next set with a little help from Connie Evingson, a vocalist from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Stefan Heitmann from Cologne, Germany. Let's start off with Connie's rendition of one of the great Beatles songs that remind me of this period in time. This is From Me to You.
Just call on me, I'll send it along
Was music from vocalist Connie Evingson and Good Day Sunshine. And before that, we heard Stefan Heitmann from Cologne, Germany, and his version of the Beatle composition, She's Leaving Home. And we started off with From Me to You. So that three-song set is a tribute to the 40th anniversary of the Beatles setting foot on American soil back in 1964 on February the 7th. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. And we're going to continue with our inductees into the Hall of Fame as we celebrate the Grammys. We're going to listen in this next set to music from Miles Davis, who, as a trumpet player, played a crucial and controversial role in every major development of jazz trumpet since the bebop years of the mid-40s, and who had a tremendous effect on the jazz-rock fusion scene. He was awarded this in 1990. We're also going to listen to some Duke Ellington. Duke Ellington, for his tremendously high standards of musicianship and creativity maintained throughout his career as a composer, pianist, arranger, and conductor, and for his artistic integrity and dedication to the music that has influenced and inspired countless people throughout the world. He was awarded in 1966. Bill Evans, for altering the course of jazz piano with his lyrical impressionistic solo and trio recordings, characterized by the understated intensity, distinctive chord voicings, and unique harmonic sensibility that opened up the vocabulary of modern jazz. And he was awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award in 1994. Now, what we're going to listen to is Miles Davis with a composition called I Fall in Love Too Easily. And in celebration of Valentine's Day, this is a beautiful version from a just-released compilation of Miles Davis's entitled Love Songs. Then we'll listen to Duke Ellington with Solitude, and we'll finish with Bill Evans with Just You, Just Me. Here's Miles Davis on In Transition.
Thank you.
Say
Bill Evans was an absolute genius, and I think that last piece that we just heard went to prove that. That was Bill Evans with Just You, Just Me from his excellent album, Conversations with Myself. And before that, another genius, Duke Ellington, with Sathima B. Benjamin on the vocal, and we heard Solitude. And we started off with one of the greatest, Miles Davis, from a compilation just released called Love Songs, and we heard the lyrical, I Fall in Love Too Easily. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. Let's listen to some Tony Bennett now. And Tony Bennett was another recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award, and I think you probably remember in 2001, he was awarded this prestigious Grammy prize. Bennett is not only a torchbearer for the entire jazz tradition, but he's also a tireless purveyor of pop standards. His impeccable taste, warm swinging voice, and powerful stage presence have endeared him to followers across several generations and earned him immeasurable respect in the eyes of his peers. And I remember years ago when he was performing with Count Basie. It was absolutely incredible. We're going to hear from him in this next set. And speaking of Count Basie, we're going to hear from him as well. Now, he was awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award in 2002. Now, the Count is widely regarded as one of jazz's most important bandleaders for his brilliant sense of rhythm, arrangement, and his innate ear for talent. He unerringly selected the most unique players and musical arrangements in building what became the definitive swing band. We're also going to hear from another brilliant musician who we lost last year, Benny Carter. He was awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award in 1987. Now, Benny, who in every decade from the 1920s to the 1980s contributed so significantly to jazz and other forms of music as an arranger, composer, instrumentalist, and conductor, and who has been a major nurturer of new talent along the way. It can be argued as well that he even extended his talents up until the time that he passed away last summer. He's in this next set. So we'll start off with Tony Bennett with He Loves and She Loves. That's a Gershwin classic. And then we'll follow that up with Lil Darlin, a Neil Hefti composition. And we'll conclude with Benny Carter and his own When Lights Are Low.
That I have found you, I must hang around you. Though you may refuse me, you will never lose me. If the human race is full of happy faces, it's because they all love that wondrous thing they call love. He loves and she loves and they love. So why can't you love and I love too? Birds love and bees love and whispering trees love, and that's what we both should do. someday you'd come along. We'll make a twosome that just can't go wrong. Hear me. He loves and she loves, and they
When Lights Are Low by Benny Carter, with a vocal there by Weslia Whitfield, and a fine cornet solo from Warren Vache, and that was taken from Benny's album Songbook. And just before that, we heard some music from Count Basie from 1975, The month was July, and he was playing in Switzerland at the famed Montreux Jazz Festival, and we heard Little Darling. And we started off with Tony Bennett from his album Steppin' Out, and He Loves and She Loves. I'm Randy McKelligan, and you're listening to a special edition of In Transition. As we celebrate Valentine's Day, we also celebrate the Grammys. The Grammys will be on television tonight at 8 o'clock, and it looks like it's going to be an exciting lineup. They're also going to be doing a tribute to soul vocalist Luther Vandross. I'm looking forward to that as well. That should be a lot of fun. But back to our inductees into the Lifetime Achievement Awards, we're going to listen to some music from Peggy Lee, Stefan Grappelli, and Billie Holiday in this next set. Actually, we're going to listen to Dave Brubeck. We'll get to Billie Holiday in the set after. Dave Brubeck, a popular composer, pianist, and bandleader who I believe is 81 years old now, helped pioneer the West Coast jazz movement. His signature tune, Take Five, really introduced jazz audiences throughout the world, and his innovative compositions included symphonic works, ballet scores, theatrical musicals, and even oratorios. Now, he was awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award in 1996. Now, Peggy Lee is a different story. Peggy Lee, whose mastery of the pop and jazz idioms shone through on such signature hits as I've Got It Bad and That Ain't Good, Why Don't You Do Right, Fever, and Is That All There Is, as well as in such feature films as The Jazz Singer and Pete Kelly's Blues, she was awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award in 1995. Now, we're also going to listen to some music from Stefan Grappelli, whose 77-year career and innovative mastery of the violin as a jazz instrument has inspired musicians and composers for generations. Now, if you've ever had a chance to see Stefan live, it was a joy to watch him. He was like a child, just in love with the music and in love with his violin. He enjoyed playing immensely. So we'll listen to Dave Brubeck with Once When I Was Very Young. From Peggy Lee, we're going to listen to Where Can I Go Without You? And then from Stefan Grappelli, we'll listen to This Can't Be Love.
I listened with the ear of a child.
went to London town to clear up my mind. Then on to Paris for the fun I could find. I found I couldn't leave my memories behind. Where can I go without you? Tried seeing Germany, but that wouldn't do. Went to Vienna, but I found you there too. Even in Switzerland, your memory came through. Where can I go without you? I want to travel. Chase that rainbow across the sea. I'm tired of faces and quaint old places. If you can't be there with me, back on the boat again and farewell to France. Farewell to London town, they haven't a chance. I'll trade the sights I've seen for one loving glance. Where can I go without you? Back on the boat again, farewell to France, farewell to London town, they haven't a chance. I'll trade the sights I've seen for one loving glance. Where can I go? Thank you.
An amazing performer and musician by any standard. That was the great violinist Stefan Grappelli with This Can't Be Love. Peggy Lee before that with Where Can I Go Without You? And we heard from Dave Brubeck at the beginning. Now, Dave wasn't featured on this selection that we heard once when I was very young, but we did hear a fine example of his writing ability set in a choral environment, and that was recorded in a beautiful church, and you could hear the ambience around it. His son Michael wrote the lyrics to that track, so we tip our hat to Dave Brubeck, not only on his musicianship, but his compositional abilities as well. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, broadcasting live from CHUO-FM, the University of Ottawa, the Media Skywalk in Ottawa, Ontario. Right in the middle of Winterlude, the weather is beautiful outside, a touch nippy, but many people are skating on the canal, and that's really what the bottom line is, hopefully listening to In Transition. Billie Holiday was certainly one of the most influential vocalists in the history of jazz. Billie Holiday, whose uniquely expressive and highly personal manner of singing thrilled and gained the admiration of millions of listeners, and who directly influenced and inspired the many jazz singers who followed in her wake. She was awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1987. Benny Goodman was another one, whose brilliant clarinet and sparkling orchestra launched the big band era through his recordings and radio and personal appearances, and who discovered and encouraged many future jazz stars, who dissolved racial barriers by featuring black musicians in his band, and who in both jazz and classical music incessantly strove for musical perfection. Now, he was awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award in 1986. Another musician, certainly one of my favorites, is Nat King Cole. Now, Nat King Cole was a leading pop singer of the 40s and 50s and part of the 60s as well. He had a warm ballad style that was never forgotten, and his early melodic and rhythmic roots as a superior jazz pianist are undeniable. He was also a very early supporter of the Recording Academy. Now, he was awarded posthumously the Lifetime Achievement Award in 1990. Now we're going to listen to some music from all three of these excellent musicians, starting off with Billie Holiday and Travelin' Light, and then we'll follow that up with Benny Goodman with You Go to My Head, and Nat King Cole with a signature tune of his, Sweet Lorraine.
He may come back again. traveling light, no one to see. I'm free as the breeze, no one but me. And my memories, some lucky night, he may come back again. So
just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo joy. When I met my sweet Lorraine, 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 a pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer skies. When you see them, you realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. Thank you. this rain and I don't miss the sun. Because it's in my baby's smile. Oh, and to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Oh, each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine.
Nat King Cole with Sweet Lorraine. And just before that, Benny Goodman with You Go to My Head. And we started off with the great Billie Holiday from 1946 and Travelin' Light. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, the theme of the show is Valentine's Day, but we're also paying tribute to some of the jazz musicians who were honored with Lifetime Achievement Awards over the years. And we're going to continue with some music from Sammy Davis Jr. Sammy was often called the world's greatest living entertainer. He was a gifted, one-of-a-kind singer, dancer, actor, and comedic talent, and also a powerful role model for black entertainers. His beloved Rat Pack performances with pop icons including Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin helped him connect with audiences of all ages. He was awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award in 2001. Another one that won the award was Ray Charles. Ray Charles is often considered the father of soul, whose unique and effervescent singing and piano playing have personified the true essence of soul music in all his recorded and personal performances of basic blues, pop ballads, jazz tunes, and even country music. And finally, the great John Coltrane, who is probably the most persuasive spokesman for and influential figure in the jazz avant-garde, whose ideas and style still echo in the music of today's artists, both inside and outside the jazz field. He was awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award in 1992. Ray Charles in 1987. So we're going to listen to Sammy Davis Jr. and his version of Teach Me Tonight. And then we're going to go way, way back with Ray Charles. This is a period when Ray Charles sounded very much like Nat King Cole. And you'll listen. In fact, when I first heard this recording, I actually thought it was Nat King Cole, even though Ray Charles did play with Nat's rhythm section during his early period. We're going to listen to She's on the Ball, and then we'll listen to a great recording of John Coltrane's Lazy Bird.
Did you say I've got a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn, since this is the perfect spot to learn. Teach me tonight, starting with the ABC of it, right down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Come on and teach me tonight. The sky's a blackboard high above you. If a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you 1,000 times across the sky. One thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. teach me tonight. A blackboard high above you, and if a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you 1,000 times across the sky. One thing isn't very clear, my love, should the teacher stand so near, my love. Graduation's almost here, my love. Come on and teach me tonight. Oh, yes. Teach me tonight.
She says you're too late. Then later she gives you a call. Don't hesitate, you're in for a break. Cause Jack, she's on the ball. If she winks at you, don't you miss that cue. But this is no time for a stall. Man, call a hack and get to her shack. Cause Jack, she's on the ball. No use in her denying. You don't have to do much trying. Just remember this, when she gives you her kiss, her heart and soul are pining. So remember, Gates, it's never too late. If ever she starts to stall, just bid your trap, she'll fall just like that. Cause Jack, she's on the ball. Trying, cause remember this, if she gives you her kiss, her heart and soul are pining. So remember, Gate, it's never too late. Whenever she starts to stall, just bid your trap, she'll fall just like that. Cause Jack, she's on the ball. Jack, she's on the ball. I'm telling you, buddy. Jack, she's on the ball. Of course, if she's fine, it's understood that Jack, she's on the ball.
Thank you.
That was music from the great sax player John Coltrane with Lazy Bird. Just before that, we heard She's on the Ball. And then we started off with Sammy Davis Jr. with Teach Me Tonight. I'm Randy McElligott, and you've been listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the Media Skywalk. And we're going to continue with our dedication to Lifetime Achievement Award winners from the Grammys. Grammys will be on tonight at 8 p.m. Oscar Peterson is up next. Oscar, whose prodigious talent, loose loping swings, glittering runs and arpeggios, breathtaking dexterity and precision as a pianist, and whose depth and range as a musician have made him an inspiration to musicians and music lovers all over the world. Now, he was awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award in 1997. Charlie Parker, who I think is one of the greatest alto sax players ever, the idol and inspiration of many of the world's foremost jazz musicians, whose innovative approach to his music led it far beyond its previously self-imposed musical boundaries, was inducted into the Lifetime Achievement Award in 1984. And we're going to finish off, if we have time, with Louis Armstrong, America's goodwill ambassador for his outstanding contributions to the world of music and recording, for leading the way for millions of jazz musicians of all horns and colors, for his hundreds of brilliant recordings that sound as fresh today as when they were first created, and for his never-failing enthusiasm and dedication to the good in music and in people. He was given the Lifetime Achievement Award in 1972. Let's start off with Oscar Peterson and his version of Tenderly, and we'll follow it up with Just Friends from Charlie Parker. And Louis Armstrong will take us out with Let's Do It.
Said a word, starts to sing, spring, spring. When the little bluebell in the bottom of the dell starts to ring, ding, ding. When the little blue clerk in the middle of his work starts the tune to the moon up above. It is nature, that's all, simply telling us to fall in love. Oh, yes. And that's why boys do it. Bees do it. Even educated fleas do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it. Lithuanians, and let's do it. Let's do it. Mama, let's fall in love. Oh, the Dutch in old Amsterdam do it. Not to mention the Finns. Folks in Siam do it. Just think of the Siamese twins. Some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Oh, romantic sponges, they say do it. Oysters down in oyster bed, do it. Let's do it. Mama, let's fall in love. Cold Cape Cod, clams against their wish, do it. Even lazy jellyfish do it. Let's do it. Mama, let's fall in love. Electric eels, I might add, do it. It shocks them, I know. Oh, why ask if she'd do it? Waiter, bring me shad roe. In shallow shoals, English souls. Do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowls, do it. Let's do it. Last for love. Dragonflies in the reeds, do it. Sentimental centipedes, do it, yes. Let's do it. Mama, let's fall in love. Ba-ba-da-da-da-da. Mosquitoes, heaven forbid, do it. So does every katydid, do it. Oh, let's do it. Mama, let's fall in love. The most refined ladybug, do it. When a gentleman calls, moth in your rugs, do it. Well, look here, what's the use of balls? Locusts in the trees, do it. Why, even the bees do it. Even over-educated fleas do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. I said the chimpanzees in the zoo.
Well, we just heard some music from Louis Armstrong and some other great recipients of the Legendary Lifetime Achievement Award from the Grammys. I'm Randy McElligott. I'll be your host next week with more In Transition. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now.